Bar Reeve. Vikings. Get ready for Bar Reeve Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, RTC Communications in Montgomery, JJ's Concrete, Your Neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores, Helena in Montgomery, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Swartzentruber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Now, Bar Reeve Sports on The General.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Les Page Field in Lagodi, Indiana, where it is the opening round of the IHSAA Sectional 63 Baseball Tournament. I'm Mike DeCourcy, joined here today by my good friend, my pal, my amigo, my compadre, Jonathan Patrick Mullen. Hello, Johnny Mullen.
Coach DeCourcy, we are back again. 3 days in a row playing an MLB, NBA-type schedule on the radio here. We've had softball 2 nights in a row, and here we are at the baseball section.
Yeah, tonight, just one game here at Lagodi, and it is Bar Reeve and the Shoals Jugrocks. Vikings come into tonight's contest 13-9 on the season. Shoals comes in 11-9, but this is a tale of two squads that met about a month ago down in Montgomery. And Shoals that day, a resounding 11-0 victory over the Vikings.
Well, let's just say that there's a saying that you don't necessarily show all your cards in the regular season, and I expect a much closer game, and I expect that Hall of Fame coach Joe Rademacher has an ace up his proverbial sleeve today.
And that ace would be Gabe Gladish, as that day down in Montgomery. Of course, when you don't score, you can't necessarily say that, oh, well, you know, we did this or we did that. You know, zero is zero, but kind of a cavalry of pitchers that day for the Viking. Well, not so much today. The ace, Gabe Gladish, he'll be on the hill.
And Gladish, a junior workhorse for these Vikings. He has had some stellar performances. He's also had some not-so-superior performances, but all the regular season games, all the early rain, all the errors, all the strikeouts, those are all behind us as we get ready for postseason baseball, the Bar Reeve Vikings and the Shoals Jugrocks, in a game that Coach, you and I have talked about, has a feel like it's a toss-up.
Yeah, it certainly does. And Shoals, as we mentioned, 11-9 on the season. They've beefed their schedule up with all this young talent. I may have not seen a senior on their roster, John. If I missed one, I certainly apologize. But you know, they're sophomores and kind of a junior laden team up and down the line. So both of these teams kind of youngish. Shoals a little younger, and certainly the next couple of years for Shoals baseball going to be good and exciting. As you mentioned, Bar Reeve, they're going to send Gabe Gladish to the hill tonight, and when Gabe puts the ball in the strike zone, well, good things can happen. And one positive development, Johnny, is here these last two or three weeks, Bar Reeve's really, really started to pick up the offensive play.
Well, that can be summed up in a 32-run outing at Bloomfield just about a week ago.
Yeah. We're getting ready for National Anthem. We're going to take a two-minute timeout, come back for starting lineups and a first pitch. Back to Lagodi right after this.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Helena in Montgomery now has a new name. They're now Helena Agri Enterprises. Same great people, same great service, just a new name. Helena Agri Enterprises reminds everyone spring planting season is in full gear. Please be on the lookout for heavy equipment on the roads and be patient and cautious as farmers work for another fruitful harvest. At Helena Agri Enterprises, our commitment to you is that we will not offer anything that will not bring value to your business. We work hard to help you become as successful as possible. With your success comes our success at Helena Agri Enterprises in Montgomery.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Farming is more than what you do. It's who you are. You're up before the rooster crows, and your day doesn't end until the last chore is done. Hastings Mutual Insurance Company offers a comprehensive policy to protect your important asset, the family farm. This is Ron Knepp at Thompson Insurance. Whether you operate a small or large farm, raise crops or livestock, we can tailor your policy to fit your needs. Give me a call today at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Back at Lagodi. And Barive and Shoals getting ready for action here today. Vikings going to be the home team on the scoreboard and a chance to maybe throw a zero on the board in the opening inning here, Johnny.
And, you know, with Gladish out there, an arm that Shoals hasn't faced this year, with a little bit of speed, a nice breaking ball, these Jug Rocks may or may not be ready for this junior righty. They're going to lead off with their center fielder, Caleb Belcher. You alluded to the fact that the Jug Rocks are young. They list just one senior.
Okay.
And he'll DH today, and that's Dylan Hembry. The rest of these kiddos are juniors and below. So a young Jug Rocks team that comes in expecting to win. They had a winning season last year, another winning regular season this year. So they are primed for, again, we talk about 50-50 game. I think Barry's a slight favorite with Gladish on the mound, but I don't think it would be an upset if Shoals showed up today and pulled out a victory. We'll see.
Yeah, certainly, and I think that goes for the entire tournament. You just, you know, from one game to the next, I don't think you can really tell or predict what's going to happen.
There's really no clear-cut favorite, and again, the records go out the window anyway. So we're going to be right behind home plate, right behind the netting and the painted concrete here at Les Page Field. Caleb Belcher stepping up to the plate for the Jug Rocks.
So Belcher steps in, big righty. First delivery from Gladish, and we are underway. Going to be bunted, and Ross Knepp going to pick it up, tag him out, and one pitch, one out, Johnny, just the way you like it.
Sure is. Efficiency defined for Ross Knepp. He was ready for the bunt. Looked like Barry was ready for just about anything there. And Knepp came charging and able to make that tag. At the plate now is their catcher, and that's Dalton Roush, a talented sophomore.
So Roush, kind of an open batting stance. First delivery to him, going to be low and outside, bounce away from Isaac Wagler, 1-0.
There's our buddy, assistant coach, former head coach Nathan Lester, chasing down that wild pitch.
Next one, going to miss off the inside corner, 2-0. That was a fastball,
uh-huh,
just inside. 2-0 offering, going to miss outside, 3-0.
Talked about Ross Knepp. He'll be manning first, and in the infield with him, Logan Knepp at second. Gage Wilson, the shortstop, and Cam Graber over at third base.
3-0, going to be swinging. Gage Wilson going to charge, throw across the diamond. Nice play by Gage, kind of threw off one foot. And two down. I don't know about that 3-0 cut right there, Johnny.
Probably not in the first inning if I'm in the third base coaching box, but I know he trusts his hitters. I think you're looking to try and get a base runner there. Nonetheless, it'll be the shortstop now up, and that young man is Dason Wright, sophomore.
Wright, a good athlete. Curveball in for strike one. Or ball.
Yeah, that 3-0 swing was a bit surprising.
Next fastball going to miss high, 2-0.
Especially considering two more balls in a row.
That one going to be in for a strike, 2-1.
Dason Wright does some pitching as well, but today on the mound for the Jug Rocks will be junior Kenyon Sorrells, coach's son.
Just looking at some statistics today. Curveball in, strike two. We're 2-2. Sorrells has an earned run average under one this season.
Now that's impressive. That is extremely impressive.
2-2. Pitch going to be bounced foul down the third baseline.
We talked about the infielders. The outfield consists of Austin Ainscoe in left, Caden Graber in center, and Nick Parsons in right field. Quentin Yoder will DH today for Ross Knepp. So.
Wind is blowing out to right center field. Here comes a 2-2. Curveball. Swung on and missed. And that's going to do it. Good pick right there by Isaac Wagler. And Scholes goes in order at the end of a half inning. Scholes nothing. Bar Eve coming up. Back to Les Page Field after this 2-minute timeout.
Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, now serving the Daviess County community at our state-of-the-art facility at 2020 State Street. Feel free to come by and let us show you our facility and to ask any questions you might have. Our 7,000-square-foot facility includes 160-seat capacity with a large reception area, a lounge area, and other amenities. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Call us at 254-5111 with any questions you may have.
Well, a Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Honesty, integrity, family owned, now I know I'll get a better deal. No pressure, no hassle, no trouble, stress free. A Dobson deal so easy. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford.
Get cool in the pool. Splash into summer at Dr. Lena Helms' annual pool party. Slap on the sunscreen and bring the family. Come chill with Dr. Helms and her team Friday evening, June 8th from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Water World of Washington. It's free to the public. Children 9 and under must be accompanied by an adult. Let us sparkle your smile. Check us out at lanahelms.com or call for your free consultation at 812-254-4500. Find us at our new location at 2116 State Street.
With all the options out there today, we asked Chuckles customers why they choose Chuckles day after day for their convenience stop. And one answer stood out.
Because I like the people that work here. They're very friendly and very nice and very helpful.
The ladies that work here.
The ladies here are sweet and nice and friendly.
At your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store, the people inside make the difference.
You're gonna like our style. Chuckles convenience stores.
Back at Lagodi, first batter for the Vikings. That's Gage Wilson. And quickly a 2-1 count on him. 2-1 pitch going to be popped out into right. That's where the wind's blowing out today, but just under it. Park will hold it. Right fielder goes back, makes a play. One up, one down for Bar Eve.
Ryan Hawkins, a junior veteran out there, 3-year starter, playing right field today. Squeezes that one. So Cam Graber at the plate here. One down, bottom one.
First delivery into him. Called strike one. Next one going to be bounce, and it's going to get through the third baseman and shortstop. Cam going to round the bag at first, so a one-out single.
That curveball kind of backed up, stayed up, and Cam Graber stayed back and found a hole past the third baseman.
So that'll bring Gabe Gladish hitting in the number three spot. And an early run here would be good news for the Vikings. He's going to tap one foul. So quickly, 0-1 on Gabe.
Awaiting on deck, his classmate, his basketball teammate, Austin Ainsco.
We'll throw over to first, trying to see if Cam Graber was leaning. Next one going to be lifted out into center, but fly ball going to be squeezed by the center fielder.
Belcher grabs that one in center, so not able to advance the runner. Cam Graber stuck at first here with two down.
So two down.
Wouldn't be surprised at some point in this at bat if coach doesn't gamble with a steal.
And there it was right there. I don't know if that was a hit and run, but.
Oh, that was a straight steal, and he got a heck of a jump.
And that was going to be a no throw situation.
Yeah.
Not only that, I think Austin Ainsco fouled off ball one.
He kind of froze and swung at that pitch. That base was definitely stolen. And it was stolen on the pitcher, not the catcher.
Ainsco going to bounce one. Shortstop going to pick it up. Fire it over to first. Throw's going to be low. It's going to get by. And that's going to send the runner on to third. So an error on the jug rock is going to bring Quentin Yoder to the plate. Runners at first and third.
A break for the Vikings. Easy ball fielded, but Wright took too much time and then threw it low.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. He took too much time.
Yep.
Not that Ainsco wouldn't have been out anyway, but.
Ainsco at second now, Coach?
I'm going to say that they're going to say it went out of play and bounced back in.
Okay.
And Quentin Yoder going to lift one into left center field. Goodbye. And Quentin Yoder with a no-doubt shot to left center field. 3-0, Bar E, Johnny.
Quentin Yoder is not afraid to muscle up. The kid is a strong man, a behemoth.
He is a behemoth.
And here's the deal. Obviously, the error would have been the third out. But Mike DeCourcy, there was a base open. You don't necessarily have to throw him a first pitch strike.
You're right.
Yoder crushed it.
I mean, there was – you see the center fielder take two steps and then just turn and look. So 3-0 here early for the Vikings.
You know how it goes. You talked about ERA. Guess what? Those three runs are unearned.
Yep. Next hitter for the Vikings.
That can be deflating for a team expecting to compete.
Logan Knepp, the junior, 1-1 count on him.
Little man out there looking for that baseball. I think he needs to go farther out in the weeds.
Yeah, it's not 5 or 10 feet beyond the fence.
Needs a phone with some GPS on it.
Yeah, he may need to go across the the creek over there and get my father-in-law's weed eater.
He got all that one. So this is Logan Knepp.
2-1 on Logan. Next one going to be fouled out of play. It's 2-2.
We now understand why Quentin Yoder is the DH.
Oh, that ball, it just sounded different when it was hit. Two offering to Logan. Going to be floated into left center and going to be in for a hit. Logan going to take a wide turn. And that's going to bring junior Caden Graber to the plate.
So you don't know how the baseball gods work, but had Yoder been put on or pitched around, Logan Knepp looks like he would have delivered the big base hit.
Yeah.
Caden Graber at the plate. Looks like Caden's dad next to us, Coach.
Yeah, hanging out.
Chadwick.
His face has been recovering nicely since the front yard injury with the kids there a few weeks ago. Back to his 5-star model looks.
He is. One GQ guy.
And he can eat. That's probably the big thing. So 1-0 on Caden. Next offering. That one going to be in for a strike. And the thing that they're doing to Sorrells right now is they're really making him work here in the bottom of the first, Johnny.
Yep. And really, his defense let him down. A lot of innings to be played. Scholes is going to have six more trips to the plate, but a big three spot for the Vikings puts them in command with a guy like Gladish on the mound.
Big cut right there by Caden. One and two swung through it.
Caden, the center fielder today, wearing number 7.
1-2 offering, going to miss outside. We're 2-2. So 3-0 Vikings here early. 2-2 offering. Going to miss off the outside corner. Steal attempt. And Logan Epp going to be into second. So 3-2. And that means a hit of any type right here will probably score him with two outs. He's going to be on the move.
Shortstop was anything but covering on that too.
3-2 offering. Ball going to be bounced over to the left side. Shortstop going to pick it up. Throws it across the diamond, and that's going to beat him by a half step. And that's going to do it. But Barree strikes first here in the bottom of inning number 1 on the J.J.'s Concrete scoreboard. 3-0 Barree over Shoals. Back to Ligoti High School after this 2-minute timeout.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
The Ruertan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruertan Club and all its members are proud to back the Barree Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruertan Club's website at MontgomeryRuertanClub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at MontgomeryRuertanClub.com. The Montgomery Ruertan Club, serving the Daviess County community for 57 years. Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666. The Washington Chrysler Center is proud to introduce the Chrysler Pacifica Incredible Sales Event going on now. Save over $4,000 in rebates with new 2018 Pacificas starting as low as just over $32,000. Don't be uncomfortable on summer vacation this year. The Pacifica can seat up to 8 with stow-and-go seating for extra storage, power sliding doors and rear hatch, leather, heated seats, and so much more. Now is the time to travel comfortably and in style with the new Chrysler Pacifica during the Incredible Sales Event, now underway at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Back for inning number 2. Max Fisher leading off for the Juggernauts. Cleanup hitter, third baseman. And he's worked a 2-0 count. Next one going to miss outside. So 3-0. Fisher, another one of those, not only a good athlete here for the Shoals baseball team, but one of the centerpieces that's kind of turned around that basketball program as well.
Yeah, and the cardinal sin we always talk about, you go out, get staked to a 3-0 lead, and the last thing you want to do is walk the leadoff hitter.
And that's what Gabe Gladish has done. Fisher on 4 pitches, and that's going to bring the Shoals pitcher, Kenyon Sorrells, to the plate. And especially after a 3-0 lead, the thing you want to do is come out and hang another 0 as fast as you can.
And that's not necessarily not going to happen. Gladish just needs to find the zone a little bit outside. He's kind of pulling off when he releases it.
That one's going to miss outside and 1-0.
Scholes didn't show a whole lot of patience in the top of the first. That may change here in this inning.
That one going to be in for a strike. So 1-1 on Kenyon Sorrells. Curveball going to get inside, and Sorrells probably could have stood there and turned his back, and Scholes would have runners at first and second.
No doubt the old man in the third base box said, "Wear it, kid."
That's, of course, Coach Sorrells, who is Kenyon's dad. 2-2 now. But I think Shoals may have adjusted the game plan a little bit, seeing a lot more patience here in this second inning. 2-2 count. Next one, high fastball, got him, strike three. And Sorrells swung through it. So that's the first out you need right there. And that's the one thing Gabe Gladish can do that maybe not a lot of people in the sectional can do, is he can strike a lot of people out when he really starts dealing. And that's an advantage for the Vikings if you get that version of him.
No, I agree wholeheartedly. He has the ability to strike 10 guys or more out. J.D. Troutman, the left fielder, takes a big cut, fouls one off to the right.
You saw what, you know, for example, Landon Bell did that last year in the sectionals, kind of single-handedly put the Lions on his back and did that to North Davies. The year before, Logan James, did it for Bari, 13 strikeouts against Ligoti. Next one going to be fouled back.
Yeah, those are two good athletes who essentially carried their teams from the mound. You're right. Jalen and I were talking about that on the way over. One ace on the mound, not to mention if they can swing the stick too, which Bell and James both did, can really carry a baseball sectional team.
Next one, going to get him swinging at an outside changeup, so two down.
So that was Hembree, actually. It was DHing for Troutman, my fault.
Okay.
So Dylan Hembree was the senior DH batting for Troutman. This is Harker, the first baseman.
He's going to line one down the left field line out of play. Harker, a big left-hander.
Freshman. Clayton Harker.
Clayton Harker.
Did not realize he was a freshman.
I need to find out if he's any relationship, any kin to the Pizza Junction Harkers.
Just about expect probably, yeah.
And Harker going to float one out into left field. And a running catch. And Austin Ainsco going to come up with it. And a good play by Austin is... He was playing a little deep and came on, made the play, sliding catch, and that's going to do it. After an inning and a half on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 3-0 Vikings back to Ligoti after this two-minute timeout.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation. On the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Back for inning number two, Isaac Wagler hitting in the number eight position for the Vikings. 1-2 count on him already. They're moving right along here, Johnny.
They certainly are. And Isaac going down swinging as that pitch catches the outer half, and the catcher for the Vikings strikes out.
So that's going to bring Nick Parsons, Vikings right fielder, senior, to the plate. First one going to be bounced in low to Nicky P.
Sporting the 22, the deuce-deuce.
Parsons going to bounce one. Shortstop going to pick it up, throw it across the diamond. Good pick over there by Harker. Going to get Parsons by a step. Two up, two down.
Parker saved Dason Wright's second air there.
Yeah.
He threw it low and in the dirt. So, Gage Wilson. The Vikings roll the order over. Gage flew out to right in his first at bat.
Gage, the Viking leader in home runs this year. He had three of them during the regular season. That one going to be popped, and the second baseman going to go out and get it. So that may be what Sorrell's ordered to settle down the Juggerox. Vikings go quickly and quietly after two complete. It is Barive 3, or Shoals nothing. We'll be back to Les Page Field in Lagodi after this 90-second timeout.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Yoder Stop and See.
Visit Yoder Stop and See and choose from a full menu of famous fish sandwiches, hamburgers, tenderloins, and all the side dishes. Try the homemade soups and make sure to save room for homemade desserts.
Something for everyone.
Take a break and let Yoder Stop and See do the cooking for your family. They'll thank you for it.
Yoder Stop and See.
Highway 50 in Montgomery. Yoder Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Barive Sports.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Top of inning number three. Shoals back up, Johnny.
Ryan Hawkins set to lead off against Gladish, and Gladish, first pitch strike.
Hawkins, another one of those multi-sport athletes that has, like I said, not only reinvigorated the Shoals basketball program, but also the baseball program.
Yeah, that class of juniors over there has got a lot of talent, and nothing to show for it sectional-wise yet, but, you know, they're challenging.
1-1 count now on him. Next one, curveball, swung on and missed.
Pretty good deuce there from Gladish. Got the boys in blue guessing.
1-2 offering on its way. Going to be fouled back. Whoa, watch out. Over in the on-deck circle.
That's Sean Lentz on deck, and he had to duck. That foul ball could have been catastrophic.
So 1-2. Still on Hawkins. Next one going to be bounced. And that is going to find the hole. Seeing eye single of the first degree there, Johnny.
That was a seeing eye single. Gladish couldn't get it. Second baseman couldn't get it. Shortstop couldn't get it. So for the second inning in a row, the Shoals Juggerox have a leadoff batter on. And this is Sean Lentz, the freshman. Hard to sacrifice when you're down 3-0.
First delivery to him in for a strike, and it could be maybe more of a mental thing, Johnny, just to kind of get on the board.
I mean,
there's Coach McNabb from North Davies out to our right.
My thoughts are it's a 9-hitter. You're probably not going to play for the 3-run homer. Why not sacrifice him? Too late for that, however, as it's 0-2 here quickly on Lentz.
Quick question. Who grilled more hamburgers this week, you or Coach McNabb?
McNabb wins by nose hair.
Next one going to hit the outside corner, called strike three. So first out. So McNabb wins that battle. I don't know. You were a hot mess the other night.
Well, you know, Coach McNabb was over there while we were doing that first broadcast, so he had a couple hours deep on me before
okay.
I could get in to kind of save the day, if you will. The dude put out 50 brats, too, so no doubt he was a grilling machine.
Shoal's going to roll the order over here.
Coach McNabb looking on as he scouts these two teams. Cougars will play on Monday against the winner of this game.
Caleb Belcher, one strike count. He's going to try this. I'd call that the sabotage squeeze. Going to bunt it foul, so two strikes. Not only that, but he may have fouled that off.
Right off his cheek.
And it went up and hit his face, hit his cheek. Ouch.
Yeah, that ball was coming in on him and literally fouled it right off his face. So trying to lay down a one-out bunt. Dalton Roush, the catcher, on deck. We talked about probably a good idea for Lentz to try and lay one down. In this case, it's Belcher thinking about it.
He's going to shake it off.
And got two strikes on him also.
I've always appreciated this little unique baseball subculture where you got the ump checking on him. You got Isaac Wagler who goes out to talk to his pitcher, and he doesn't need to at all. But it's, hey, I know this guy needs 30 seconds. And everybody, it's like a ballet.
There's this, this etiquette, if you will.
Yep. 0-2, cut on and missed. Another strikeout for Gladish. And there's two down for the Juggerocks.
Roush grounded out to short his first time up. In fact, he swung 3-0, Coach, if you recall, back at the top of the first.
3-0 swinging.
Took a 3-0 cut. It wasn't a very good one. And it was a weak grounder, so.
Curveball in for called strike one.
Well, at some point here, especially if it goes 0-2, do you take a chance and send Hawkins just trying to get a guy in scoring position?
Yeah, you might. Next one going to be bounced over to Wilson at short. He's going to flip it over to Logan Knepp covering second, and that's going to do it. We're through 2.5 on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. Vikings 3, Juggerocks nothing. Back to Ligoti after this 90-second timeout.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Back for the bottom of inning number three, and we're 2-3-4 in the order for the Vikings, Johnny.
Cam Graber had the game's first hit and also the game's first run as he touched home on Quentin Yoder's blast to left center. The three-run shot, all the scoring needed so far for the Vikes. They lead 3-0 here.
He's going to bounce one foul, 0-1. Cam going to reach out, tap one over, third baseman. That's Fisher going to make the throw across the diamond. One up, one down. Searles has settled down here after that first. And I mean, I know it's just been four outs now, but some pretty weak contact from the Vikings.
Well, he's thrown five ground balls, and all of them but one were fielded correctly and or thrown correctly. But, yeah, that one misplay, that miscue really came back to haunt him.
Gladish is next. First cut from Gabe, going to be fouled back.
That breaking ball that Sorrells has is a little bit slower than the one Gladish releases. Still a good mix, just a little bit slower coming out.
Next one going to be inside 1-1. Man, we're sitting right here behind the dish, Johnny. Gabe Gladish is not afraid to get right up on that plate.
He's all over it.
Gabe going to pop one into center. Wind. It's going to go back. The wind going to take it. It's going to be up against the fence. And Gladish.
Okay, so.
With a double.
Let's just say that off the bat, I thought that was a routine fly to center.
It bounced up by the 350.
It hit the fence, right?
Hit the fence in the air.
Another 2 feet, the ball goes over the fence. I thought it was a fly ball to center.
I mean, so, I do understand that the wind is blowing out to right center, but, man, that one wasn't.
I don't think the center fielder thought it was going to get over his head.
That's going to bring Ainsco to the plate.
So who's running for courtesy runner for the Gladish? Do we have a courtesy?
We've got a courtesy runner. That's going to be Caleb Graber, sophomore. And that ball going to get past the catcher. So runner going to move down to third now. Ainsco in a position to sacrifice. And I don't want to speak too soon here, Johnny, but if Barif can scratch out another run here, you got to feel pretty good about their position.
Absolutely. Don't know what the odds are that Austin might attempt a safety squeeze at some point. I think coach is going to let him try and drive one in.
Next one going to be fouled back. Going to get a piece of it, 1-1.
Cleanup hitter's typically not somebody who's going to lay a bunt down, but. Nope, looks like he's going to swing away.
They're going to chase Caleb back to third. A little snap throw over there by Sorrells.
Caleb, sophomore, is that right?
Yep. Ainsco going to swing and miss, so 1-2. This would be a big out for Kenyon Sorrells if he could get it.
It's a big slow curveball there, fooled Ainsco. Yeah, ball in play probably scores a run here.
Next one going to be low and outside, 2-2.
Waiting on deck is the man of the last hour, and that's Quentin Yoder.
And Quentin gonna or Austin gonna pop one. It's gonna be on the infield, and shortstop gonna go back and make the play. So big out right there for Shoals, and that's gonna leave the runner down at third. Now Quentin Yoder, for the second time, has a chance to do a little damage, Johnny.
And father coach out there telling Kenyon, hey. We've got an open base. You don't have to throw him anything too pretty.
First delivery to Quentin going to be cut on and missed. 0-1.
He didn't get cheated up there. That,
no, he
that practice swing right there was pretty wicked.
Next one going to bounce away from the catcher. Here comes Caleb Graber into home, and he's going to beat everybody in. And it's 4-0. Barive. Wild pitch or pass ball,
that's
Johnny?
Wild pitch. The one that allowed him to go to third was a pass ball. I felt like that was more of a wild pitch variety. It wasn't exactly easy for Roush to knock that ball down.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000.
When you order Ready Mix Concrete, you want the highest quality product delivered on time. Hoosier Ready Mix off Highway 50 next to GPC knows that time is crucial when pouring concrete. Hoosier Ready Mix can help you build home foundations, driveways, commercial buildings, and more. Ask about their special prices on livestock and turkey barns. Hoosier Ready Mix has a good product, competitive pricing, and is locally owned and operated and is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. until noon. Call for a free estimate at 812-254-7625.
Did you know Auto Owners Insurance will reduce your business insurance premium when you buy life insurance? Insure your business and protect your family all in one stop. Thompson Insurance has been serving the local community since 1963. Our experienced staff are here to serve you and your insurance needs. We will work hard to gain the proper and most affordable coverage to fit your needs. Give us a call at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Get cool in the pool. Splash into summer at Dr. Lana Helms' annual pool party. Slap on the sunscreen and bring the family. Come chill with Dr. Helms and her team Friday evening, June 8th from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Waterworld of Washington. It's free to the public. Children 9 and under must be accompanied by an adult. Let us sparkle your smile. Check us out at lanahelms.com or call for your free consultation at 812-254-4500. Find us at our new location at 2116 State Street.
We seem to lost contact with the guy. We seem to lost contact with the guys at the ball game. Last we heard was Bar Reeve had 4 and Shoals had nothing. Since we get him back on the air, we will get the ball game back to you on the General 95.9 FM 1580 AM WAMW.
Hi, I'm Chris Severs. Everyone at Goodwin Severs Funeral Home in Washington invites you to come by and let us show you what we have created to serve our residents of Daviess County. Our 7,000 square foot facility includes a 160 guest capacity chapel with a large reception area, a dining area, state-of-the-art casket and urn selection room, and other amenities. Goodwin Severs Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington, is here to serve you. Stop by today to see what sets us apart.
Helena in Montgomery now has a new name. They're now Helena Agri Enterprises. Same great people, same great service, just a new name. Helena Agri Enterprises reminds everyone spring planting season is in full gear. Please be on the lookout for heavy equipment on the roads and be patient and cautious as farmers work for another fruitful harvest. At Helena Agri Enterprises, our commitment to you is that we will not offer anything that will not bring value to your business. We work hard to help you become as successful as possible. With your success comes our success at Helena Agri Enterprises in Montgomery.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Odenkettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Odenkettleberg Road, next to Graber Post.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Daviess Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Daviess Community Hospital.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Today, problems with our internet signal, but back to you now, and hopefully this time for good. Top of inning number five now. It's 4-3, Bar Eve leading Shoals, and runner down at second base for Shoals. One out here, top of the fifth inning. Dayson Wright in the batter's box. He's going to bounce one over to the shortstop. Gage Wilson going to make a sliding play in the hole, and he fires a strike across the diamond to Ross Knepp. That's going to move the runner over to third, but that's the second out. And that's going to bring the cleanup hitter for the Juggerocks, Max Fisher, into the box. So resetting everything, top of inning number five, 4-3 Vikings. First delivery to Fisher, going to miss just low. Tying run down at third. Next one cut on and missed. So 1-1 the count. Gladish deals again. That one going to be bounced. Picked by Wilson. He's going to fire it over to Ross Knepp. Busy inning for Gage Wilson. Nice play, and that's going to do it. At the end of 4.5 on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 4-3 Bar Reeve. Back to Lagodi after this 90-second timeout.
Farming is more than what you do. It's who you are. You're up before the rooster crows, and your day doesn't end until the last chore is done. Hastings Mutual Insurance Company offers a comprehensive policy to protect your important asset, the family farm. This is Ron Knepp at Thompson Insurance. Whether you operate a small or large farm, raise crops or livestock, we can tailor your policy to fit your needs. Give me a call today at 812-254-1987. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, now serving the Daviess County community at our state-of-the-art facility at 2020 State Street. Feel free to come by and let us show you our facility and to ask any questions you might have. Our 7,000 square foot facility includes 160 seat capacity with a large reception area, a lounge area, and other amenities. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, located at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Call us at 254-5111 with any questions you may have.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Honesty, integrity, family owned, now I know I'll get a better deal. No pressure, no hassle, no trouble, stress-free. A Johnson deal so easy. 'Cause a Johnson deal.
Lagodi, bottom of inning number five. And top of the order for Bar Eve, 1, 2, and 3 for the Vikings. Gage Wilson, Cameron Graber, and Gabe Gladish. And quickly a 2-0 count on Gage Wilson. Wilson going to tap one. Third baseman going to pick it. Make a nice throw across the diamond. Get Wilson by his step. That was Max Fisher. So one up, one down. That'll bring Cam Graber. Bottom of the fifth, 4-3. Vikings. And Cameron Graber. First delivery to him, going to be bounced in, 1-0. Got a quick timeout called behind a little discussion. Here we go. Next one going to hit the outside corner, 1-1. Cam Graber, 1-1 offering. And Cameron Graber trying to maybe a little sabotage right there, trying to bunt, going to foul it off. 1-2 now. Fans have filled in here nicely. 1-2, going to be bounced. Fisher going to pick it up, fire it across the diamond. And quickly two down here in the bottom of inning number five for the Vikings. And that's going to bring Gabe Gladish to the plate. And helping us with our technical difficulties, we've got John Mullen back on the headset now. So such is the life in live radio, Johnny. And Gladish going to send one into the gap in left center, and that's going to get up against the fence. So Gabe Gladish going to be in with his second double of the day, Johnny.
Good to be back on the air here as we worked through a lot of technical difficulties, a lot of action when we were gone. But, yeah, Gladish, second time he's hit the ball to the fence, that one to left field, and he's going to be ran for there. Same courtesy runner.
That's Caleb Graber, who scored last time in this scenario. So Austin Ainsco. First delivery to him, going to miss outside, 1-0.
Ainsco scored in that crucial first inning on that error that allowed Bar Eve to jump ahead 3-0. Scholes back in this ballgame, trailed by just a run.
Next one cut on and missed, 1-1. Throw back to second base. Chases Gladish back to the bag. One count. Ainsco going to send one into center. It's going to be a can of corn fly ball, and that's going to do it. At the end of five complete on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Bar Eve still leading Scholes, but by the slimmest of margins. Vikings 4, Scholes 3. Back to Lagodi High School after this 90-second timeout.
Get cool in the pool. Splash into summer at Dr. Lana Helms' annual pool party. Slap on the sunscreen and bring the family. Come chill with Dr. Helms and her team Friday evening, June 8th from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Waterworld of Washington. It's free to the public. Children 9 and under must be accompanied by an adult. Let us sparkle your smile. Check us out at lanahelms.com.
or call for your free consultation at 812-254-4500. Find us at our new location at 2116 State Street.
With all the options out there today, we ask Chuckles customers why they choose Chuckles day after day for their convenience stop. And one answer stood out.
Because I like the people that work here. They're very friendly and very nice and very helpful.
The ladies that work here.
The ladies here are sweet and nice and friendly.
At your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store, the people inside make the difference.
You're gonna like our style.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Back for the top of inning number six, Kenyon Sorrell's going to lead it off against Gabe Gladish, 4-3 Vikings. First pitch to Sorrell's going to miss outside. Next one going to miss outside. So quickly 2-0, Johnny.
Coach, that last inning, that top of the fifth, was the Gage Wilson show at short. Wilson had all three. And ground balls hit to him, and two of them were picked backhand. Really nice plays.
So a 3-0 count, Gladish a four-pitch walk. And you can't do that in the top of the sixth inning, Johnny.
Nope. So Sorrell's on base for the second time. This is Hembry, the DH, and he had a ground rule double there. It scored the first run for Shoals back in the fourth inning.
First pitch to him going to be fouled back. 1-0, or 0-1.
Definitely not thinking about bunting here. I don't believe so.
Next one going to be cut on and missed. So 0-2. Runner down at first. Going to get a piece of that one, foul it back. Still 0-2. And the 0-2 offering. Going to be popped and just get out of play. So still an 0-2 count. Gladish sets again. Next one going to be swung on and missed. Strikeout is the first out of the top of inning number six.
Big deuce there. And nowhere near the plate, but Hembry could not hold a swing.
That'll bring Harker to the plate.
Harker had a two-run single. And his last plate attempt.
So Worrell's still down there at first base. Harker bunt attempt. Strike one. Gladish sets and fires. Second one going to be fouled out of play. 0-2. Gladish checks the runner over at first. Curveball going to miss outside. 1-2.
Keeping my eye on Kenyon Sorrells there. You know, at some point he's got to find himself with a chance to tie this game. He's got to get the second first. So some point he may be off stealing.
That one going to miss inside. Ball going to get past Isaac Wagler. There's going to be a throw, and they're going to get in. Yes. Isaac Wagler recovered, and Sorrell's got a little bit of a late start.
A huge.
And Isaac Wagler.
Huge throw from Isaac Wagler.
Threw a perfect strike, and he's going to cut down that runner.
And you're right. He got a bad jump. So two outs now. Big out for the Vikes.
So 1-2 offering to Harker. Going to be an off-speed delivery, cut on and missed, and Barrie works out of it again. We're going to the bottom of inning number six on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 4-3 Vikings back to Lagodi after this 90-second timeout.
The Montgomery Ruertan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruertan Club and all its members are proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruertan Club's website at montgomeryruertanclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park, September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomeryruertanclub.com. The Montgomery Ruertan Club, serving the Daviess County community for 57 years. Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666. The Washington Chrysler Center is celebrating the incredible sales event with the Chrysler Pacifica this month in downtown Washington. Big savings on Pacificas up to $4,250 in rebates and new 2018 starting at $32,000. But one step further, they have quality pre-owned Pacificas as low as $25,900. If you need a family vehicle, the Chrysler Pacifica is the car for you. During the Chrysler Pacifica incredible sales event now at the Washington Chrysler Center.
Back at Lagodi. Hello, Logan Knipp. 2-0 count on Quentin Yoder to start the bottom of inning number six. Quentin, of course, with that big blast in the bottom of the first that staked the Vikings to that early three-run lead.
It sure did, and that cleared the fence by probably 30 or 40 feet. Coach Tim Sorrell's out to talk with his junior hurler, Kenyon. Sorrells was gunned down by Isaac Wagler there to kind of end the threat there in the top of the sixth, and he's a little perturbed at himself.
Next one in for a strike. Looked like Quentin was taking all of the way there. Two one offering to Q. Swung on a miss, strike two. Two two count. Off speed, gonna miss high. 3-2.
Insurance coach.
Lead off runner would be a big deal here. Full count. Gonna miss off the outside corner. And a leadoff walk for Quentin Yoder, Johnny.
Yeah, did a nice job of taking that 3-2 pitch. It was off the plate, a little bit low. Going to have a pinch runner here for the big Q.
And doing a sprint across the diamond. Who we got, Johnny?
Zach Wagler.
Zach Wagler, the senior. Kind of been in and out of the starting lineup this year for the Vikes.
Logan Knipp, or do we have a different hitter here?
No, we got Logan Knipp.
Okay.
Caden Graber on deck.
Logan Knipp wore one last time up.
Yes, he did.
HBP.
And I would say there is a good chance you're going to see Zach Wagler in motion down there.
How about 100% chance he's bunting? What do you think, Coach?
He's bunting, or we're going to try a straight steal. There's the bunt attempt. Ball low one. Or ball one at low.
Something like that.
And They caught Zach leaning the other way.
Sure
and
was.
He just got back to first base. Caden going to bounce one just foul on the other side of third base. That about snuck fair, Johnny.
If that ball's fair, I think Zach goes all the way to third on it.
Yeah, you may be a second and third situation there.
See if the bunt's back on here.
So 1-1. Next pitch going to miss.
Is that just off the plate a little bit?
Your guess is as good as mine.
He pulled back on the bunt attempt and thought it might be a called strike, but it was taken for a ball.
2-1. That one going to be tap foul. 2-2.
Shocked that the bunt wasn't put back on there. 2-1. Probably going to get a strike. 2-1, but he was hacking. And he'll probably prove me wrong right here. Logan Knepp with a base hit.
Logan going to pop one into center. Center fielder going to make the play. Zach Wagler has to retreat back to first. One down. That'll bring Caden Graber to the dish.
Caden Graber may bunt here. Or we may see a straight steal, as you mentioned earlier. I think you got to move him to second somehow. Give Isaac Wagler a chance.
And you see how Max Fisher over there at third base, he's really, really anticipating the bunt. First delivery going to miss high.
Cardinals blew 1 in 10 innings today, misfielding a bunt.
At the Royals today?
Yeah.
Next one going to be bounced in, 2-0. Isaac Wagler on deck. Next one going to hit him in the back, so there's your runner down to second base.
That's going
to
be it for Sorrells.
And pitching change, it looks like. And it'll be Dason Wright taking the ball, Johnny.
That's Dason Wright coming in from shortstop.
Okay.
Sorrells will head to that position, so they switch spots.
All right, so resetting all of the action here. 4-3 Vikings. Bottom of inning number 6. Runners at first and second for Bar Eve. One out. We've got a pitching change.
Isaac Wagler awaiting the 8-hole hitter. Stuck in a little bit of a funk today, but we have seen him crush the ball at different times throughout the season as we've brought you Bar Eve baseball here on 95.9 The General. And Isaac and his family hoping that he can open this game up. Insurance run would be nifty here, Coach.
So, right warming up, he looks like he can really bring the heat.
He throws it hard, and he's got a pretty hard breaking ball, too. Not going to be an easy task here for Isaac or Nick Parsons, the on-deck hitter. Strike two, fouled straight back. So 0-2 hole here.
So Dason Wright working quickly.
Said Wright does have a curveball. Whether he uses it or not, I have no idea.
Next one going to miss, 1-2.
Comes in a little high. Swing early, Isaac.
And they had Zach Wagler leaning, and they're going to pick him off. And that is a mental error. And you see Coach Rodemaker hands on his head, Johnny.
Yeah. It's not a time to get picked off.
Next one to Isaac, going to miss high, 2-2. And Isaac going to send one into left center field. Center fielder going to go back, nearing the wall and make the catch, and that's going to do it. So we are going to inning number 7 on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 4-3 Bar Eve. Back to Ligoti after this 90-second timeout.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard. From me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community Hospital.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation. On the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
And we are back, top of inning number 7. And Gabe Gladish back to the hill, Johnny.
Scholes is going to send up their number 8 hitter, and that's Ryan Hawkins. So Hawkins does have a base hit. He also reached on an error, so he's put the ball in play twice against Gladish. 4-3 here, top 7. Probably if you're the coach, you're telling your kids to at least take a strike. What do you think?
I would think. I mean,
you need base runner.
As Gabe has not started an inning out cleanly.
Yep, he's got the take sign.
All day. First pitch going to miss outside, 1-0. Next offering from Gladish, going to be bounced in, 2-0.
Have a pitching visit here. It's your friend Craig Knepp headed out to talk to Gladish. Is that unusual to see the assistant coach going out?
Yeah, I don't know. Craig is the calm variety.
Well, he was sent to do a job, which is to settle his junior hurler down a little bit. Jugrocks will be taking all the way here, 2-0. Waiting on deck is freshman Sean Lentz.
It's a 2-0 from Gladish. Bounces in, 3-0.
I know you're a big fan of making games interesting, Coach.
Next one going to miss outside for the second straight inning, a 4-pitch walk, Johnny.
So Hawkins reaches for the third time, and Sean Lentz is, I don't know, I'd put all my money on a bunt here, Coach.
Well, I think you're probably right, Johnny. Runner down at first, nobody out. There's Lentz squaring. Pitch going to be in for a strike.
A crucial factor in my opinion, especially with a 9-hole hitter, is that 9-hole hitter better know how to bunt.
Yeah.
I mean, regardless of the circumstances, your 9-hole hitter should be able to get a bunt down.
And he gets it down, and Cameron Graber going to pick it up.
Covering third.
And throw him out, but nobody covering third base. But Scholl's going to be held at second.
Well, he slid into second. And, that was a Vikings guilty of being spectators, and the Jug Rocks don't take advantage. So a sack bunt, good for Lentz. Hawkins at second, and this is Caleb Belcher. Belcher was hit by a pitch in his last at-bat. Dalton Roush, the catcher, waiting on deck.
Belcher going to pop one on the infield. Gladish going to squeeze it. Two down.
So much for taking the first pitch. He was swinging first pitch. And Gladish is one out away from playing Monday.
Dalton Roush, the catcher.
Roush 0 for 3.
Runner down at second, 4-3 Vikings. Two outs here, top of.
Scoreboard shows one out, but there is two outs.
First pitch, curveball in for a strike.
Two outs up there.
There it is.
Yeah.
0-1 the count. Next one, curveball. Slap foul. Gladish has worked an 0-2 count right here.
Scholl's down to their last strike.
And the 0-2 offering, swung on and missed, and that's going to do it. So Bar Eve hangs on here today, and they avenge an 11-0 loss just a month ago to these same Jug Rocks, and they advance to the sectional semifinals on Monday. The final on today's JJ's Concrete Scoreboard, Bar Eve wins it. 4-3 over the Scholl's Jug Rocks. Bar Eve moves to 14-9 on the season. Scholl's closes the campaign at 11-10. And Bar Eve moves on to Monday, where they will face North Davies. And then in the second game on Monday, it'll be Lagodi and Vincennes Reve. So a busy Memorial Day as this sectional, we said before it started, anybody can win it, Johnny. And game one proved that point.
It was a toss-up, 50-50. Look at the score. And it was a three-run homer, really, that allowed Bar Eve to win the game. And that followed that came just after a two-out error for Scholl's. So the Jug Rocks, costly mistake. And, hey, you know what? You got to have some luck in there.
You got to get a break. And,
yep.
and sometimes you get a break and you don't capitalize. Well,
that was a huge.
Sometimes you knock on the door. Sometimes you kick the thing in. And that's what Quentin Yoder did tonight.
Yeah, there's a capital Q in Quentin tonight as he got all of that pitch for a three-run homer.
All right, so Vikings win it tonight, 4-3. Post-game tonight brought to you by our friend Alex Knipp at German American Bank in Washington. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. When we come back, we will have all of the post-game and more. Vikings win it tonight, 4-3 over the Jug Rocks. Back to Lagodi after this 60-second timeout.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Yoder Stop and See.
Visit Yoder Stop and See and choose from a full menu of famous fish sandwiches, hamburgers, tenderloins, and all the side dishes. Try the homemade soups and make sure to save room for homemade desserts. Something for everyone. Take a break and let Yoder Stop and See do the cooking for your family. They'll thank you for it.
Yoder Stop and See.
Highway 50 in Montgomery. Yoder Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Sports.
Back at Ligoti, Vikings win the opener of Sectional 63. The final tonight, Bar Reeve 4, Shoals 3. Post-game thoughts, Johnny Mullen.
A couple of thoughts. First of all, credit to Mike DeCourcy for getting us back on the air as some of the technical difficulties that go along with broadcasting sometimes rear their ugly heads at inopportune moments. We did have the call in the first inning when Quentin Yoder deposited a pitch over the left center field wall, and that was a huge, huge play. But we haven't probably talked enough about the outing that Gabe Gladish had on the mound. Gladish finishing Dalton Roush with a strikeout. He had several of those. I haven't taken the time to count them. But Gladish was, outside of a couple of hits that Scholes strung together in the top of the fourth, Gladish was the man on the mound, and he also added two doubles. So give Gladish a lot of credit as well for the Vikings' ability to move on to Monday.
Well, so Bar Eve wins it and move on to Monday, and kind of sets up a rematch that we had a couple of Saturdays ago, Johnny, Bar Eve and North Davies.
And that was a good ball game for fans who like hitting, as both teams hammered the ball throughout the game. I think it was 9-6 North Davies. Again, neither team showing necessarily their top guns on the mound, but yeah, North Davis, Bar Reeve, always a good battle in all the sports, so that'll be fun. Of course, that game will take place after the opener between the host Lions and Vincent's Reveille Patriots.
Okay, well, that'll be the second game on Monday, but this point of the year, you just want to keep playing.
And, yeah, survive in advance, and Coach Rodemaker, Coach Lester, and Coach Knepp in the group, the boys get to play on Memorial Day.
Certainly do, and as you mentioned, Bar Reeve now 14-9 on the season. A little hardware to pass out today. Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game. A couple of pretty good options today, Johnny. Tell us what you're going to do and which way you're going.
Well, let's go ahead and let's break the bank and let's give up two.
Okay, I think, all right. That's fair enough.
Not the kind of guy who likes to split it. Typically a Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game wouldn't be the right way to do it, but how can you overlook a three-run homer by Quentin Yoder, and that was the early blast. But to me, Gabe Gladish was just as valuable with his seven innings pitched, his two doubles. He actually scored the what amounted to the game-winning run on a wild pitch. So Gabe Gladish, a junior, Quentin Yoder, a classmate, a junior, Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Players of the Game.
And I would say that is the right call. So congratulations, Gabe Gladish, Quentin Yoder. Today's Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Players of the Game. Well, that's going to do it here tonight. I'd like to thank Andy and Dennis back at the station getting us through all of our most technical of difficulties, Johnny, and back here, and the last 45 minutes or so went off seamlessly and got the internet issue fixed, and thank God for that. We'll say we will be back here on Monday. Bar Eve and North Davies will play Game 2. And airtime on Monday will probably be in the, I would say 12:45 to 1 o'clock range, somewhere in there. And we will bring you the sectional semifinal. And then if the Vikings can knock off the Cougars, the Vikings will play in the championship game that night. We'll bring that one to you as well. So thanks to my good friend, my pal, my amigo, my compadre, John Mullen, my battery mate, literally, Jalen Mullen, I think he did something tonight. For Andy and Dennis back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Vikings win it today over Shoals, 4-3. Good night, everybody.
The Ford Memorial Day All-Star Event is going on now at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. Time to save big on America's best-selling brand. Now through May 31st, get up to $3,000 cash back on 2018 Ford models like Fusion, Escape, Edge, or Explorer. Plus 0% APR financing for 60 months. Drive one during the Memorial Day All-Star Event happening now at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com.
0% APR financing available through Ford Credit. Not all buyers will qualify. See dealer for details. We'll be right back.
This concludes coverage of Bar Reef Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, RTC Communications in Montgomery, JJ's Concrete, Your Neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores, Helena in Montgomery, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Schwarzentruber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music. If you're new.